Australia's national seven-a-side football team has made inroads in their quest to qualify for the 2020 Paralympic Games in Tokyo. But coaches continue to be on the lookout for emerging talent. Football New South Wales hosted the sports national championships in Western Sydney at the weekend, bringing together teams from around the country. Evan Morby from the ACT has cerebral palsy, but continues to play in able-bodied competitions.
One day I want to represent my country. We train once a week, but like when we're not training, I'm doing stuff at home, working hard.
Seven-a-side football is a modified version of football, played by people with cerebral palsy, acquired brain injury, or symptoms resulting from a stroke. Each team consists of seven players and a goalkeeper, and matches are played over two 30-minute halves. The field and goals are also smaller in size. Cosimo Cirillo, who also has cerebral palsy, has represented on two international tours, in Denmark and Argentina. Living in Mildura, Victoria, means Cirillo and his parents must drive up to 7 hours to Melbourne multiple times a month for training. His aim is to be picked in the starting lineup more regularly.
It's always a great experience to be involved with the best in Australia, see what they do versus the best in the world, and compete for our country. Hopefully for myself, get fitter, faster, stronger, and hopefully I can break into the starting seven.
Paralympic sports such as seven-a-side football often struggle to receive adequate recognition. Tournaments such as the national championships also double to promote growth at the grassroots level. Australia's head coach, Kai Lammett, was at the Western Sydney event at the weekend and spoke highly of the skills he had witnessed.
The talent what is on display here is it amazes me every year, and they're doing a fantastic job. Young children, boy and girl, with a cerebral palsy or acquired brain injury, they can strive to wear the national jersey, and I think there's nothing bigger than that.
Fresh off a 10th place finish at September's World Championships in Argentina, the Pararoos, Australia's national seven-a-side football team, are confident they can show further improvement at the Asian Cup tournament in Iran next November. That tournament doubles as a qualifying event for the 2019 World Cup in Madrid, where the Pararoos must move into the world's top eight ranking to be eligible for the Tokyo Paralympics the following year.
We never stop playing, and we continuously give it 100% and put a lot of pride in the boys got the shirt on.